This is Jay Sekulow. The mainstream media still not reporting Planned Parenthood's position on live births in Florida.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
I have called and I've said it on the floor and I say it repeatedly. Planned Parenthood is Child Abuse Incorporated. The unborn, there is a reckless disregard for the unborn child. There is a reckless disregard for the newborn child. And we've seen that. They were against the legislation on partial birth abortion. They are against virtually every proposal that has ever been pushed by the pro-life side to protect the sanctity of a child's life or of a newborn.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
I understand that you're not a physician, but you do represent physicians who do perform this activity. Mm-hmm. And can you tell me what happens when a baby is alive on the table at that point? What do they do with the baby that is struggling to live?
I don't know, and as it's been referenced earlier, we don't know even how prevalent this situation is.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
I think it's important to understand that this issue ultimately is about abortion and not live births, because if these are children who are being born alive, I at least have confidence that a doctor who is in that room is going to make sure that they're looked after.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Mr. President, tell that to the 8 or 7 unborn or born children born alive that died at the hand of abortionist Gosnell in Philadelphia. You have confidence that you'll take care of them, that the doctor in there will take care of them. Really, these doctors are dismembering children in the womb. So now you've got confidence that if the child survives what's called a quote-unquote botched abortion, that you have confidence that they'll do the right thing. So does Planned Parenthood, by the way, in Florida. They issued a statement saying, of course Planned Parenthood would provide appropriate care to both the woman and the infant. Yeah, I have a lot of confidence in that one, too, as well. That's their response to what's going on when their own spokesperson said it's between the woman and the doctor, what happens to that live child. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. And the media cover-up on this has been pretty overwhelming. Anytime a heart bill measure is put forward in a house, in a state, you always have the left-wing media coming out and saying, I can't believe they're going to try to ban abortions by saying the child has rights as soon as there's a heartbeat. But when Florida Planned Parenthood affiliates come together and say, if the child's born alive, we're not guaranteeing medical coverage for that child, and we're not going to put that child into a hospital, where's the mainstream media on that one? Non-existent. Again, we're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. Jordan, though, we had Chris Smith on the broadcast yesterday. We're going to run a special with him tomorrow. There is a pickup in Congress on this. I mean, members of Congress are starting to react.
That's right. I think members of Congress, they've been watching Planned Parenthood obviously very closely with the issue with minors came up and the whole scandal there that was exposed via the cameras that were taken into Planned Parenthood and how they were ready to make it easy for someone who was basically involved in sex trafficking or prostitution to be involved in a forced abortion kind of situation as a minor. That started things. The fraud that has been the lawsuits going on around the country. And then, of course, now this issue involving what the truth is about Planned Parenthood. We call it's the abortion lobby and that they want no restrictions on abortion.
Right.
Cecile Richards, the individuals behind the abortion movement, when they write about why this happened, the doctor Kermit Gosnell in Philadelphia, they blame us.
Right.
They blame conservatives. They blame the pro-life community for what happened to those babies and those women there.
All right, folks, we're taking direct action. Over 145,000 of you have joined us. We've got a committee standing up for life, fighting Planned Parenthood, stopping the HHS administration through the Obama approach on HHS and this abortion pill mandate. Go to ACLJ.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. To add your name to that petition.
The American Center for Law and Justice is at the forefront of a significant legal challenge, the HHS mandate that forces employers to provide coverage for abortion-producing drugs in their insurance policies for employees, even if it violates their religious beliefs. The ACLJ has filed multiple lawsuits directly challenging this unprecedented attack on the religious and conscience rights of Americans. And the ACLJ is experiencing tremendous success. The ACLJ has a perfect record in obtaining court-ordered injunctions, putting the HHS mandate on hold while the issue is litigated. At the same time, the ACLJ is supporting other legal challenges by filing amicus briefs. Now you can join the legal fight too. Sign on to our committee opposing the mandate, a committee that will be included in our future amicus briefs. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org. At the American Center for Law and Justice, our work continues here in the U.S. and around the world to free American pastor Saeed Abedini, a U.S. citizen imprisoned in Iran because of his Christian faith. Many are speaking out in support of Pastor Saeed, including some of the top names in the music industry, lending their voice to our online campaign, SaveSaeed.org.
I'm Stephen Curtis Chapman.
I'm Michael W. Smith.
Hey, what's up? I'm Michael Tate from the Newsboys.
I'm Kevin Max of Audio Adrenaline.
I'm Toby Mack.
This is John Foreman from Switchfoot, urging you to sign the petition to free Saeed Abedini.
Would you join us as we petition and pray?
Help us share his story.
Your signature could save a life. Save Saeed.
Join me as we petition and pray for the release of Pastor Saeed.
Make a difference. Add your name to our petition now calling for the release of Pastor Saeed. Online at SaveSaeed.org. SaveSaeed.org.
Hey folks, we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. What we're talking about is the situation that arose in Florida where a live birth, basically Planned Parenthood, I might as well play it for you. It's self-explanatory. Their position basically was the child was entitled to no individual medical representation, and that it was between the abortionist and the woman who was having her child aborted. Let me play for you Representative Jim Boyd. This is number two, talking with Alicia Snow. She's the representative from Planned Parenthood.
It's just really hard for me to even ask you this question because I'm almost in disbelief. If a baby is born on a table as a result of a botched abortion, what would Planned Parenthood want to have happen to that child that's struggling for life?
Well, you know, we believe that, you know, any decision that's made should be left up to the woman, her family, and the physician.
Okay, so that's their position. And then they came out and clarified and said, no, we would make sure there's some kind of medical care. But they opposed the legislation which allowed for that medical care or gave certain rights to the unborn child, including getting that child to a hospital. When President Obama was running before he was president, this is when he was a state senator in Illinois, these discussions came up because they had an Infants Born Alive Protection Act in Illinois. I want you to listen to number 23. This is the then state senator's statement about children born alive, and then I want to tell you what's happening right now in Pennsylvania, number 23.
If the physician discovered after the labor had been induced that, in fact, he made an error or she made an error, and, in fact, that this was not a non-viable fetus but, in fact, a live child, that physician of his own accord or her own accord would not try to exercise the sort of medical measures and practices that would be involved in saving that child.
I mean, do you realize what the President of the United States, now President of the United States, was saying as a state senator? The person that was trying to kill the child should be trusted to save the child if, in fact, they made an error, the error meaning the child survived the abortion. Now, I wouldn't trust that person to save the child, and evidently neither would the state prosecutors in Pennsylvania, because abortionist Gosnell has been charged with seven counts of murder of unborn children, where they actually, in the trial, the jury has been shown pictures of these born children, with stabs in the back of their neck. That's how they were killed, with their spinal cord severed. Born alive. And we're funding these people. Planned Parenthood is getting our money. HHS got a mandate that you're going to pay for abortifacients whether you like it or not. We're objecting, we're fighting back, and that's where you come in, folks. We're playing the evidence for you. You go to ACLJ.org and you sign on to that committee right now, ACLJ.org, or you call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Let me go to Than on this. Than, with all this discussion on Planned Parenthood and all this focus on what they're doing and that trial going on in Pennsylvania, we talked to Chris Smith, member of Congress. We've talked to other members. We'll be playing some of those interviews tomorrow. What's your sense of where things are in Capitol Hill? I know getting them defunded has been such a difficult challenge, but when you look at the evidence here, it's so overwhelming.
Yeah, this is a conversation that I actually had with Congressman Smith shortly after you did that interview. I think this admission by the Planned Parenthood lobbyists might be a turning point in this debate because, you know, Jay, we have known for a long time how radical Planned Parenthood's views are during a pregnancy, all the way up through and even during delivery. But this admission that they made in Florida, that you're talking about a child that is outside the womb, moments old, in that delivery room, that they are going to be denied medical care or maybe even worse. It's just shocking to the conscience. You heard that from the Democrat pro-choice state senator in the audio that you played. I think we might see a similar reaction in Congress where even pro-choice Democrats, pro-choice individuals are going to say enough is enough. This is the time where we've got to rein in some of those funds that Planned Parenthood is getting.
I mean, you'd hope that's the case, folks. Again, stand with us as we fight back in courts. We've beaten Planned Parenthood, the Obama administration, in six cases involving these abortion pill mandates. Got injunctions, seventh one pending. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Let's go right to our phones. If you want to talk to us on air, it's easy to do. 1-800-684-3110. Would you trust the abortionist to help the child? 1-800-684-3110. Jordan, let's go to a phone call.
Yep, Steven calling in from California on line three. Steven, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Steven.
Hey, good morning.
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, so I just was thinking when you made the comments and playing the tape about Obama saying that he trusts that they'll do the right thing, or Planned Parenthood saying that they'll take the appropriate action. We have to listen to that in the context of who the people are. They think the right thing is, or the appropriate action is, to kill the innocent baby.
Correct. That's their view.
And that's their view. So it sounds, when the president says, or Planned Parenthood says, well, we trust that they're going to do the right thing, or we trust that they're doing the appropriate thing, it makes it sound as though they're doing the right thing.
Yeah, but the fact of the matter is these are the people that were trying to kill the child. So then if the child survives the abortion, the idea that we're going to say, oh, now all of a sudden they're going to have this, what, unbelievable change of heart? Gosnell certainly did not, allegedly. He didn't have a change of heart. Let's listen to number 22 again. This was then state senator in the state general assembly, Barack Obama, number 22.
The only plausible rationale to my mind for this legislation would be if you had a suspicion that a doctor, the attending physician, who has made an assessment that this is a non-viable fetus, and that, let's say, for the purposes of the mother's health, is being that labor is being induced, that physician, A, is going to make the wrong assessment.
Well, number one, that's what's happening. I mean, the president's not, or then state senator, is not naive, folks. This is the abortion industry, Jordan. This is what we've been saying for 25 years. This is the abortion distortion factor. It defies logic when these people make these statements, including
Absolutely.
The president of the United States.
Right. As if, oh, trust the abortionists to make the right decision for the baby. I mean, these are late-term abortionists. So this is a minority within a minority of the medical profession that will actually do these very late-term abortions where a child is completely viable outside the womb. I mean, this is, and they've botched the abortion now, so they've messed up. They've committed some kind of malpractice, or at least not done what they were being paid to do. And then we're supposed to expect that they are going to rush this child to a hospital for care and to keep them alive. I mean, you know, just think about it rationally. Think about who you're dealing with here. People who are taking money, getting paid to do late-term abortions, which very few people will do, and then that they're going to do everything they can to save the child.
Yeah, which is nonsense.
That's what they think is enough of a protection. They don't think there should be any laws requiring them to do so.
folks, the outrage on this is unbelievable, and that's why, again, we're fighting back on this. We need your help. Go to ACLJ.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255. Oppose the abortion pill mandates. Oppose the Obama administration on this, the HHS mandates. Defend religious liberty. Let's go after Planned Parenthood. Your help essential here, ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. We're going to go right back to the phones. Who's next?
Yep, back to the phones we go. People have been holding on. Let's go to Michelle calling from California, line one. Michelle, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Michelle. Hi, Michelle, you're on the air.
Well, hello, Jay. Good morning.
Hi.
I just wanted to comment. I saw a video. We're talking about what the doctors are going to do after a baby's born alive and take care of it.
Right.
I watched a video with Representative Chris Smith.
Yes.
I know he's been on your show, too.
Yep.
He did a speech, the Journal of Medical Ethics Commission.
Right.
And he was talking about what is called an afterbirth abortion.
Yeah, these are live births, and then the child is let to die, basically. Is that what you're talking about? That's what they call an afterbirth abortion.
Well, what he was addressing was an issue that really appalled me to no end, that women can literally have their children killed up to 2 weeks after their...
Well, there's this whole theory of after what they call afterbirth, live birth abortions. But Chris Smith is also the one who's coined the phrase that Planned Parenthood is a child... He calls them Child Abuse, Inc. Let me play for you. This is number 18. This is Congressman Chris Smith on the floor of the House. Take a listen.
You know, I have called and I've said it on the floor and I say it repeatedly. Planned Parenthood is Child Abuse Incorporated. The unborn, there is a reckless disregard for the unborn child.
Right.
There is a reckless disregard for the newborn child. And we've seen that. They were against the legislation on partial birth abortion. They are against virtually every proposal that has ever been pushed by the pro-life side to protect the sanctity of a child's life or of a newborn.
Yeah, the life of the newborn, too. Now, that was actually on our interview with Congressman Smith yesterday. We're going to be playing that full interview on tomorrow's broadcast. But this goes back to Than. When you've got this kind of momentum, what can we expect out of Congress?
We need to pass the legislation by Dianne Black and Marsha Blackburn. You're talking about more than $500 million each and every year. At the very least, Jay, that funding should be pulled.
All right, folks, you go to your phones right now, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Stand with us as we fight back the abortion industry. Abortion, Inc., ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 to sign that committee.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, our work continues here in the U.S. and around the world to free American pastor Saeed Abedini, a U.S. citizen imprisoned in Iran because of his Christian faith. Many are speaking out in support of Pastor Saeed, including some of the top names in the music industry, lending their voice to our online campaign, SaveSaeed.org.
I'm Josh Turner.
Hi, folks. I'm Ricky Skaggs.
I'm Charlie Daniels.
I'm Rhett Walker from the Rhett Walker Band.
Join me as we petition and
pray for the release of our dear brother, Pastor Saeed.
SaveSaeed.org. Go there and sign the petition.
Join us as we petition and pray to save Pastor Saeed. Sign our petition at SaveSaeed.org.
Your signature could save a life. Save Saeed.
Make a difference. Add your name to our petition now calling for the release of Pastor Saeed. Online at SaveSaeed.org. The American Center for Law and Justice is at the forefront of a significant legal challenge, the HHS mandate that forces employers to provide coverage for abortion-producing drugs in their insurance policies for employees, even if it violates their religious beliefs. The ACLJ has filed multiple lawsuits directly challenging this unprecedented attack on the religious and conscience rights of Americans. And the ACLJ is experiencing tremendous success. The ACLJ has a perfect record in obtaining court-ordered injunctions, putting the HHS mandate on hold while the issue is litigated. At the same time, the ACLJ is supporting other legal challenges by filing amicus briefs. Now you can join the legal fight too. Sign on to our committee opposing the mandate, a committee that will be included in our future amicus briefs. call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
The president wants us to trust the abortionist that when a child's born alive, don't worry, you don't need any special legislation to protect him because the abortionist is going to come to the rescue of the unborn child. That's according to the president of the United States. I'm going to play for you again, soundbite 23. This is when he was State Senator Barack Obama. You know, I'm going to say this before, and this is going to be controversial, but I'm going to say it. These people are elected president of the United States, and they believe this stuff. They're elected to be the president of the United States, and they believe this stuff. But that shouldn't be a shock. They also believe that the Arab Spring was going to bring democracy into the Middle East. But, I mean, this is, folks, this isn't naive. This is their worldview. But let me play it for you again, number 23.
If the physician discovered, after the labor had been induced, that, in fact, he made an error.
That he made an error. What is that error? That the child he was trying to kill survived the abortion. Now let's listen to more of it.
An error, and in fact, that this was not a non-viable fetus, but
that this was not a non-viable fetus. You mean this was a viable fetus, a unborn child? Okay, keep going.
In fact, a live child. That physician, of his own accord or her own accord, would not try to exercise the sort of medical measures and practices that would be involved in saving that child.
That child that he was trying to kill 15 minutes before. I mean, you realize how ridiculous President, then State Senator Barack Obama's statement is. And Jordan, this comes on the heels of the Gosnell trial going on in Philadelphia right now, where he's been accused of killing 7 born children that survived his abortion and by severing their spinal cords.
That's right. I mean, this is all going on while we've got this is like smiling during this trial. Smiling during the trial, talking about all the possessions he's gotten and gathered through this. Of course, he is, by all accounts, an individual hoarder. They've shown his house. He may have made all this money, but it's junk everywhere. To the fact that the paramedics, when they were rushing in to try to get the woman who died, they could not get through. It took 20 minutes to get through the hallways with a stretcher. And this is the ceiling was falling. They had metal poles holding this is all coming out in the trial evidence now. Metal poles holding up the ceiling because this place looked like it was about to literally fall down. Baby parts in jars all over the place. Not just feet. Now we're learning legs, other parts. I mean, very gruesome. And yet this alone is not enough for everyone. I mean, everyone should be saying, you know what? Enough is enough.
Yep.
People are calling in. Let's go to the phones. Miracle called in from Arizona online, too. Miracle, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, Jason. How are you?
Good.
My biggest thing, the first and thing I want to say is, when are we going to stop calling this abortion and start calling it what it is? And in my opinion, that's murder.
Well, if you were listening to the broadcast today, I've said that more than once, so go ahead.
I guess I just tuned in.
Believe me, I said it. In fact, what I said was, the idea that the doctor that just murdered the unborn child 15 minutes before is going to now try to save that child, you know, after his attempted murder failed, I don't think so, but go ahead.
Okay, and I wanted to say that I thought of myself as pro-choice. I really did for quite a long time. And within 10 minutes of seeing and hearing some of this, these things that this doctor is doing,
yeah,
almost as if a switch completely went to pro-life.
Yeah, I think you are one of many that as the evidence comes out and you point to what they're doing and what is happening, or you listen to them discussing this and the callous disregard for human life, many people are making that same decision. Folks, this is, again, a time for you to take a stand. Go to aclj.org and sign on to that committee. We're over 145,000 signatures. With phone calls, we're probably close to 150,000. So aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's aclj.org or 877-989-2255. Let's get another phone call.
Yep, Aaron called in from Texas Online 6. Aaron, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Aaron.
Thank you. Good morning. How are y'all today?
We're good.
I worked in the state prison system for a while, and I saw several times parents who murdered their children come in on murder charges with long convictions. What is the difference there? Where is the timeline? What is the legal standpoint that these abortions are taking
Well, 1973, the Supreme Court said the right to abortion was a constitutional right. It was in limited circumstances, but nevertheless, it was a constitutional right. Over the years, that was expanded. And then you have the abortion distortion factor, which has changed all the rules. And in fact, you almost have, and I think, Jordan and Than, it's fair to say that Planned Parenthood is almost off limits in a lot of people's views. You can't even talk about them, or you can't touch them. They're like sacrosanct, even though they are the largest provider of abortions in the world.
Well, that's absolutely right. I mean, and this is the idea is that you, because of their lobbying efforts, because of the money that they throw into Washington, D.C., you know, to be like Chris Smith and come out and say the truth about Planned Parenthood, calling them what they are, is a child abusing organization, and again, defending infanticide. You had Rince Priebus, the RNC chair. He wrote this. He said, "The president, the Senate majority leader, the House Democratic leader, and the chair of the Democratic National Committee, in whose home state this hearing occurred," talking about, of course, the situation in Florida, "made funding Planned Parenthood an issue in the 2012 campaign. They should now all be held to account for that outspoken support. If the media won't, then voters must ask the pressing questions." Now, listen to these. This is from the RNC chair. "Do these Democrats also believe a newborn has no rights? Do they also endorse infanticide?" You know, finally, it seems like we've gotten to the point where we are having the real discussion. At first, people acted, we were kind of conspiracy theorists to say this is really what Planned Parenthood is about, or the eugenics that created the organization, they would say. And then here it is. The same Planned Parenthood that was a racist organization back when, during its founding, the similar to kind of this Nazi Germany approach to the perfect race, here they are endorsing infanticide, basically leaving it up to the doctors. Oh, don't like the hair color. Let's just go ahead. Let's not save this one.
And that's a basis, by the way. That's a legal basis for abortion in the United States of America, which is unbelievably absurd and disgusting. Let's take Scott Jordan from line 4, because it'll be a good question for Than.
Sure, Scott. Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Scott.
Gentlemen, thank you very much for taking my phone call.
Sure.
My question for you this morning is, should Planned Parenthood be defunded? What's going to happen to the reelection campaign funds of the liberal Democrat pro-choicers out there?
All right, so Than, how strong is the lobby of Planned Parenthood, and how much are some of the Democrats, not all, because we're going to play, I'll play a soundbite after the break of a Democrat that said, "I'm not going to support Planned Parenthood in this," but how strong of a lobby and how significant are they, basically got some of these folks in their pocket?
Yeah, the lobby is incredibly strong, and it's why they've been untouchable, and their funding has been untouchable till now. But, Jay, listen, this moves it from abortion to infanticide, and that is a distinction that many Democrats, I hope, are going to be uncomfortable for. I mean, the last caller brought this up. You're talking about a timeline. If you now have a live baby on the table that Planned Parenthood doesn't think is worth defending, it begs the question to me, at what point would they defend it? Would it take 5 minutes? Would it take 10 minutes? Would it take a month? Does the child have to be able to ask for the help? I mean, seriously, that's the kind of distinction we're talking about now. So there are going to be more and more Democrats uncomfortable about it. And, Jay, our job is to put the evidence in front of them and force them to make that decision.
So Representative Mike Cleland, Democrat from Florida, was on this committee that heard evidence from Planned Parenthood. Number 9 is his quote. Listen to what he said.
"Boy, I've been pro-choice my whole life, and I can't think of a more sensible bill in this regard. So I'll cut it short, and I'll support the bill."
So they're starting to lose support among Democrats, folks, which is important. 1-800-684-3110. We're here for another 30 minutes. If you don't get the full hour of the broadcast on SiriusXM, of course you do. If not, just go to ACLJ.org. We're streaming it live there. 1-800-684-3110. Everybody else, go to your phones right now. 1-877-989-2255. We want you to sign this petition, this committee, actually, standing against Planned Parenthood and all these groups. ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org, or 1-877-989-2255. Back with your phone calls in just a moment.
The ACLJ has a perfect record in obtaining court-ordered injunctions, putting the HHS mandate on hold while the issue is litigated. At the same time, the ACLJ is supporting other legal challenges by filing amicus briefs. Now you can join the legal fight too. Sign on to our committee opposing the mandate, a committee that will be included in our future amicus briefs. Call 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
welcome back to the broadcast. By the way, on tomorrow's program, we're going to have Congressman Chris Smith for a full half hour. We've got other members of Congress, and we're going to give you an update coming up later in this broadcast on the situation with Pastor Saeed. So we got a lot more ahead. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Jordan, let's talk for a moment about the op-ed from the chairman of the Republican National Committee, Rice Priebus. He wrote a pretty strong statement, strongest I've seen from someone in his position in a long time.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, he came out because the lack of media coverage about Planned Parenthood, and he wrote a piece for RedState.com. And again, for the RNC chair to weigh into this issue so directly is a big deal. And the subject was the media covers up Democrat-backed Planned Parenthood support for infanticide. You know, we talked about their political power. You can't really talk about Planned Parenthood and not talk about their work with the Democrat Party here in Washington, D.C. Regardless of where you are politically, that's just bottom line truth. They are one of the top benefactors. I'd say them and organized labor would probably be the two top contributors interest group-wise that are very partisan, that are not so, you know, they're corporations that give to everybody. That's one thing. This is focused on almost single-handedly just Democrats. I mean, there's only probably a handful of Republicans, if any, left anymore here in Washington to get any kind of Planned Parenthood support, because to get their support, you have to be so strongly pro-abortion. You've got to be like President Obama, not support any of these restrictions whatsoever. So he writes about how the media is not covering it. He talks about what's happened in the Florida State House with Planned Parenthood, talks about people freaking out about North Dakota with the fetal heartbeat legislation that went through, calls it a frenzy, trying to make the pro-lifers look like they're the ones that are outside. And then he goes to this. He said, talking about the testimony from Planned Parenthood, not once in her testimony did the Planned Parenthood representative say the newborn baby has a right to life. We're not talking about the fetus anymore inside the womb. Not once did she say anyone has a duty to care for the child. Whether the living, breathing child survives is up to the adults in the room, because as we now know, Planned Parenthood doesn't believe the baby has rights. Planned Parenthood is a baby is an organization that receives taxpayer funding, including millions from the federal government. They also enjoy the unwavering support of almost all elected Democrats.
Yeah, so there you go. And that's the people, you know, you may not like it, some of you that are listening that have supported the president, but this is the Obama administration's policy on the unborn child. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Let's try to grab a call or two before the first break here.
Absolutely. Some people have been hanging on. Carmelo in Ohio, line one. Carmelo, welcome to JSEC Live.
Hi, Carmelo. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Jay, God bless you. You and your son and the team over there. You guys are going to have a lot of rewards in heaven, I'll tell you, for what you do. I did call it in for a petition for only Saeed, but also for this abortion situation that is so sickening over there. What I hear from that doctor over there is really, really sickening, Jay. And also I want to let you know, I mean, I know you know that, but, you know, the mother's womb should be the safest place for a child.
Yeah, unfortunately, with our abortion industry culture, it's not. And although most women, obviously, you know, the majority of Americans are opposed to abortion. But the fact of the matter is, we're dealing with the reality of an unbelievable thrust by Planned Parenthood. Than and Jordan, I don't think there's any way to describe it. Planned Parenthood, Than, operates as if they're on a juggernaut of support. As their more information comes out against them, it seems like they get more money.
Yeah, they act that way because they have been insulated from any political retribution, Jay. I mean, you're talking about 1,000 abortions a day, 334,000 a year. Chris Smith called it a reckless disregard for the unborn or newborn child. Jay, it's also been a reckless disregard for federal law. Since 2002, a child outside the womb has been recognized as a person, and this week Planned Parenthood says that even a decade later, they don't agree with that.
It's pretty unbelievable, folks. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. But again, if you haven't signed on to this committee for life, we're going to get close to it. We're probably close to 150,000 with signatures already, certainly by the end of the week. ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Remember, we're in a matching challenge also. So any amount you donate to the ACLJ online, we get a matching grant for it. It's tax deductible. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Back with your calls in just a moment.
The American Center for Law and Justice is at the forefront of a significant legal challenge, the HHS mandate that forces employers to provide coverage for abortion-producing drugs in their insurance policies for employees, even if it violates their religious beliefs. The ACLJ has filed multiple lawsuits directly challenging this unprecedented attack on the religious and conscience rights of Americans. And the ACLJ is experiencing tremendous success. The ACLJ has a perfect record in obtaining court-ordered injunctions, putting the HHS mandate on hold while the issue is litigated. At the same time, the ACLJ is supporting other legal challenges by filing amicus briefs. Now you can join the legal fight too. Sign on to our committee opposing the mandate, a committee that will be included in our future amicus briefs. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org. At the American Center for Law and Justice, our work continues here in the U.S. and around the world to free American pastor Saeed Abedini, a U.S. citizen imprisoned in Iran because of his Christian faith. Many are speaking out in support of Pastor Saeed, including some of the top names in the music industry, lending their voice to our online campaign, SaveSaeed.org.
I'm Josh Turner.
Hi, folks. I'm Ricky Skaggs.
I'm Charlie Daniels.
I'm Rhett Walker from the Rhett Walker Band.
Join me as we petition and
pray for the release of our dear brother, Pastor Saeed.
SaveSaeed.org. Go there and sign the petition.
Join us as we petition and pray to save Pastor Saeed. Sign our petition at SaveSaeed.org.
Your signature could save a life. Save Saeed.
Make a difference. Add your name to our petition now, calling for the release of Pastor Saeed. Online at SaveSaeed.org.
Broadcast, everyone. Taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We are talking today, tomorrow, about this whole situation with the Planned Parenthood, what happened in Florida with the infants born alive, where Planned Parenthood objected to that legislation and then said that if the doctor, it's up to the doctor and the mother what happens if the child survives the abortion, which is absolutely outrageous. But don't worry, President Obama trusts that the doctors will do the right thing. These were the doctors that were killing the child moments before. So it kind of tells you the nature of this. Next week, by the way, on the broadcast, we're going to start updating you on a situation with Pastor Saeed. We will have more about that on Monday's broadcast. Again, we're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. We will have a little bit of an update on Pastor Saeed and the situation in Iran generally on the next segment of the broadcast. Let's go ahead and take a phone call.
Yeah, back to the phones. We go. People have been holding Victor in Colorado, line 6. Victor, welcome to JSEC EO Live.
Hi, Victor.
Howdy. My observation is the problem with the American people and these congressmen that are questioning Planned Parenthood is we expect them to have compassion. Now, Planned Parenthood is a business.
Right.
They have a business model.
And right.
Their business is to provide abortions.
They are in the abortion business. That's correct.
Now, all the money they collect, all the money they make will be for abortions. Now, if we, the American people, think for 1 second that their business model includes helping babies that are born alive, not only do we need prayer, but we need to have our heads examined.
Well, the truth is they're in the business of abortion. They're not in the business of providing post-delivery care to children, obviously. I mean, and it's like their adoption referrals. Stan, you had the numbers on that. It was, you know, the difference between their abortion rate and their adoption referral rate was staggering.
Yeah, I actually love it that Victor used the phrase business model. It's one that I use a lot. When you have an industry that does 334,000 abortions every year, and then they only 7,000 patients get prenatal care and only 2,000 adoption referrals, you're talking about accidents in their business models that you're talking about. And the other thing I would say to Victor, Jay, it's not just the babies that are being harmed here. I mean, we talked a couple of months ago about the two young women, Kristen Gilbert and Jennifer Morbelli, who died at the hands of the abortionist Leroy
right.
Carhart. They don't provide aftercare to the women either. So even for people who are pro-choice, pro-abortion, and they say they're pro-women, they need to look at the care that these abortionists are not providing to women as well.
You know, this is, it's pretty unbelievable that with all this going on, they are still in the abortion business, but they are. We've got a call coming in that I think disagrees. Let's take Matthew Jordan up in California.
Matthew in California, line 1. Matthew, welcome. JSEC EO Live, you're on the air.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
So, you know, as I listen to you,
You know, we already have 20 million Americans who can't find work. There'd be another 30 million if we didn't have Roe v. Wade plus their offspring. We'd have 50 million people out of work. And by the way, the people who get pregnant who terminate their abortions are people who come from one-night stands. They were in the back of a bar. So
And how do you know this?
Well, because I've been in the situation. I've exactly lived that situation.
So you've contributed to the rise in abortions in the United States?
I'm contributing to the population control. There's 7 billion humans on the planet.
So you think? So why don't we just, under your view, why don't we just kill unborn children? Or born children, children born alive if they're in like difficult circumstances. Why don't we just do that?
Rather than being dramatic, why don't we...
How about answering my question? When do you think, in the ninth month of pregnancy, do you think it's okay to kill the child?
No, I don't. I don't think that. But let me tell you what I do think. I do think you should probably have some kind of license before you have a kid because there's an enormous amount of responsibility and cost.
Yeah, so, well, maybe you... Go ahead, Jordan, go ahead.
I think that it's just an unreasonable understanding. I mean, I'll say it that way. You know, to say that because, if we didn't have abortion, well, our economy would be worse. Maybe the problem is that the morality of our country has gotten to a point where we kill for money. You know, we say, you know what? We're in the kind of country that says, well, I don't want them taking my job, so I'm fine with this abortion stuff. I mean, that's really what we're at. You know, that's what Planned Parenthood's goal was. It's called eugenics, and it usually affects minorities, which is disproportionately who's getting abortions.
Well, it sounds like Matthew's all in favor of that, though. He thinks that those people would be a burden. Matthew, is that right? These people would be a burden to us, so we shouldn't. So having them aborted is better for society?
Rather than you putting words in my mouth, let me just finish what I want to say, and that is that the self-righteous, sanctimonious males on this program saying this stuff, but you don't have all the unwanted kids. You don't have to fill up.
So if the child's unwanted, just kill it.
I'm saying that the...
Now, if the child... Let me ask you a couple of questions, Matthew, since you called in. Number one, why do you think that in the ninth month of pregnancy, the woman decides, you know what, I can't afford this child. Should she have the right to terminate that child's life in the ninth month of pregnancy?
Well, at 9 months of pregnancy, the baby is viable outside of the womb.
Okay, so you'd go back to them to 20 weeks because they can do surgeries at 20 weeks and 21 weeks they can survive outside the womb. Is that okay?
Absolutely. Up to 21 weeks, you should be able to terminate your pregnancy. You shouldn't have to answer to a bunch of guys in a church.
Yeah, and if the child's born alive and survives the abortion, what should the doctor do then, Matthew, if this child that could cause real problems to society?
Well, it's not.
Well, here's the problem.
You
won't
answer the question.
I think this is the bottom line. The bottom line, Matthew, is there's not an organization in the country that shares your view. There is no one for you to support. You can either support abortion up until the ninth month or none at all. There's no in between, Matthew. You could go start your own organization if you want. But if you're supporting the abortion agenda right now, any of the pro-abortion agenda, you're supporting the 8th month abortion. Along in the term. There is no pro-abortion organization that supports any restrictions whatsoever. So, Matthew, if you're contributing at all, if you're supporting it at all, and it's not just us talking about it for political talking points, this is the truth. There is no one out there who shares that view. It's either all or nothing. I mean, that's what we live in when we deal with these abortion groups, which is why they oppose than every possible restriction at all, even restrictions that don't even look like restrictions, but just common sense.
It's every possible restriction, Jordan, and it's really beyond that. I mean, we're talking about the 41st week here. We're talking about the 10th month here. We're talking about a baby outside the womb. We're no longer talking about abortion. We're talking about infanticide.
Right.
So Matthew might want to take the cover of, you know, I don't support it after 21 weeks. Well, what we're talking about today is a child on the table in the delivery room, and I got to tell you, we have folks here at ACLJ who can talk to us about the adoption process in the United States of America. There are people lined up that want to adopt American children, and they are not available for them
to
do so.
And Matthew, did you ever think that maybe one of these 50 million kids that have been aborted, maybe one of those kids had the cure to cancer, or maybe they had some other neuroscience capability that would have been incredible for humankind's advancement and medical care? Did you think about that ever when you talk about it? Because you're acting like this, basically. You're a eugenics. You believe that, hey, these are from lower socioeconomics, so let's get rid of them because it'll create more unemployment. So you kind of are the Margaret Sanger of the 2013.
And of course, you're never there after the baby's born.
Excuse me?
Any babies? Have you adopted any babies? Any colored babies?
Did you just say colored?
Yes.
You mean minority children? Whoa. Now, this is good because now I know who you are. So you're the racist.
Oh, yeah, all right. Of course.
And by the way, David French, who's on this broadcast, has adopted a child from a minority, and I know many others and friends of mine. So, listener, Mr. Sanctimonious Racist Bigot, Now we found, I'm glad we kept you on the air, Matthew, because you, my friend, are the problem. You are the bigot. You are the one causing the problems. And I'm glad you called in this broadcast and we could show how sanctimonious you act like all your liberal friends and you use the word colored. By the way, that hasn't been a word used in the last 40 years appropriately. So thanks for calling in. I'd encourage you to listen and not speak so much. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. To our black listeners out there, ignore this guy. Ignore this guy. This is not how people talk. Not most people. All right, let's grab another call before the break.
Yep, back to the phones we go. Andrew in Pennsylvania, line two. Andrew, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Andrew.
Good afternoon, and first of all, God bless you for the work that you do by
keeping
some of us who actually have a mind that can think
correctly. Yep.
With the facts, and also being the adoptive father of a minority child.
There you go.
To your previous caller, because my wife was not able to carry, we have been blessed with a child that has graciously given us happiness in our lives. And as you stated, it is not easy to get an adoption in this country. It's insane. Absolutely insane. But it's easy to go ahead and take a child out of the womb, put them on a table, and then sit back and do nothing. Isn't that called murder?
It is called murder, and I'm going to tell you something. First of all, I want to tell you, Andrew, thank you for your call, and I'm glad we picked you right after this guy, Matthew, who, as long as I let him keep, you know, I'm a trial lawyer, so I like to ask questions, and the reality is we heard from them, and they come out with the truth of what they really think, and the truth is they're a bunch of bigots. They are a bunch of prejudiced individuals. They are in favor of eugenics, and you've done the great thing. By adopting minority kids, I think that's great. What would you say, Andrew, to the Matthews that just called in?
Two things. One, wake up, open your eyes to the statement that he made. Well, look at how many people are out of work, this, that, and the other thing. Well, folks, wake up. It's called sin, and it's called God's judgment, and there's a moral issue in this country. And if you don't think so, take a look at the previous world histories that are no longer in existence.
You look at the world history. The history does unfortunately repeat itself. Matthew, Andrew, I appreciate you calling in and speaking out against the previous caller, Matthew. We're going to be taking more of your calls, folks, at 1-800-684-3110. So hang with us here. Those on the line, stay on the line. 1-800-684-3110. That's what I like the courtrooms, folks, because you ask enough questions and you get the answer. And we got the answer from the bigot who called in. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to stand up to the bigots like Planned Parenthood and the Obama administration on this. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255 to sign on to this committee. I can't think of a better time to do it than right now. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Back with more in a moment.
At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at ACLJ.org. The American Center for Law and Justice is at the forefront of a significant legal challenge, the HHS mandate that forces employers to provide coverage for abortion-producing drugs in their insurance policies for employees, even if it violates their religious beliefs. The ACLJ has filed multiple lawsuits directly challenging this unprecedented attack on the religious and conscience rights of Americans. And the ACLJ is experiencing tremendous success. The ACLJ has a perfect record in obtaining court-ordered injunctions, putting the HHS mandate on hold while the issue is litigated. At the same time, the ACLJ is supporting other legal challenges by filing amicus briefs. Now you can join the legal fight too. Sign on to our committee opposing the mandate, a committee that will be included in our future amicus briefs. Call 1-877-877-877-877. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Well, I've been doing this radio broadcast for a long time, and I think I've just about heard everything until the call from Matthew just a few minutes ago, and I'm trying to find out if there's any way, and I don't think there's any way we can play it back. I've asked David French to come on in, who's, of course, senior counsel with the ACLJ, member of the United States Army, he's a judge advocate general, talks about a lot of our military and global issues, but in response to the call from Matthew, who said, and I quote, he said, these were the words he said, "Have you adopted any colored person?" He said the word colored as if this was, you know, 1954. This is, and he's a liberal guy, and this is his liberal mindset and his liberal mantra. We exposed him. We exposed him because I let him talk. And sometimes when we let these guys talk, you find out what's really, and they're eugenics, basically, because he blamed minorities and children that would have been adopted normally. That it creates problems, and you're just creating more jails being filled up with these, I guess, in his view. And I'm not saying this, colored children. Now, that's his view. Now, David, you have some personal, you and Nancy, your wife, have some personal understanding of adopting a minority child.
Right.
Let's talk about that for a moment.
We adopted a child from Ethiopia, beautiful little girl named Naomi, who is just an amazing, precious kid. And let me talk to a minute about adoption here. You know, one of the problems we have in this country, one of the reasons why we adopted overseas, and we're glad we did, and we're thankful that we did, and we love our daughter, is that the reality is there's not enough babies in the United States for the overwhelming demand for families seeking to adopt. It's an overwhelming demand right now, regardless of color. There are tens and thousands, hundreds of thousands of families who want to adopt children. And for there to be some sort of insinuation that race plays a factor in this in a negative way?
David, it was not an insinuation. I don't know if you heard it while you were working, but it was a direct statement. I mean, he said it. And I hesitated and said, did you say what I think you just said? Oh, yeah, he said it.
Yeah.
So this was his, this is his worldview.
Well, you know, I've heard that a lot, but the facts are what the facts are. And the facts are that there are hundreds of thousands of families in this country who want desperately to adopt babies, and they're not able to. They're not able to because one of the reasons is they're being aborted.
Yeah, well, you know, Matthew, I hope he's still listening. Let's take Jenny's call, Jordan, line four.
Sure. Jenny's calling in from Minnesota on line four. Jenny, welcome to JCQO Live.
Hi, Jenny.
Well, thank you. And thank you, Jay and Jordan. I'm so glad there's people like you that are holding people accountable because it's absolutely appalling. I'm hyperventilating after this math, you guys. I'm absolutely just livid. I mean, there's so much ignorance about just this situation as it is. And then you have somebody like that to reinforce it. But, you know, you guys are wonderful holding people accountable for things like this. And
well, when you let him speak, and Jenny, we let him speak, we got the words out of him. It didn't take much, but I could tell where he was going really quick. He's a racist. And look, if you look at the history of Planned Parenthood, that's who they are too. And, you know, but putting aside the infanticide, which is hard to put aside, that's the reality. And what I'd like to do, Than, is we're going to get a clip of this discussion with this guy, and I want you to play it for some of the staff members of Congress that are getting weary in the fight for life, because I know a lot of your friends are. And let them hear this so that we know what they're doing. And David, as an adoptive father, and an adoptive father of a child, not only from another country, but a minority child, what is your reaction to a guy like this?
You know, it's true colors coming out. It's true colors. It's exactly what it is. As you said, the abortion was born in eugenics. Abortion was born out of a desire to get rid of, quote-unquote, undesirable populations. And it's, you know, we've had prominent individuals hinting at that for many years. And so this is the true colors coming out. It's disgusting, it's reprehensible, and it's the opposite of the truth. As I said, there are hundreds of thousands of families desperate to adopt regardless of color.
Folks, I want to encourage you. I can't think of a better reason for you to join with us than right now. ACLJ.org, ACLJ.org. We're in a matching challenge. And folks, let me tell you something. Make an online gift to the ACLJ. It's going to be doubled for us, and this allows us to keep not only this broadcast on the air, but keeps us fighting for freedom. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Jordan, let's get another phone call here.
Yeah, back to the phone zone we go. Jan in Michigan on line 5. Jan, welcome to JCKO Live.
Hi, Jan.
Hi, how are you?
You're good. You're on the air.
I was just calling because here in Michigan, if you pick up a goose egg
right.
and shake it,
right.
It's against the law. So
you go to jail for that in Michigan, actually.
And I just think it's appalling that...
Well, that's the unbelievable, horrible irony of the abortion distortion factor. And that's what it is. So the eagle egg is more protected than the unborn child. And, I mean, can you imagine the media coverage if someone were able to save a newly born eagle and the mother was gone and people came to its rescue? It'd be on national news. But Planned Parenthood saying, giving medical care to an unborn a child that's born alive survives a botched abortion, that's not legislation they would support. So it does show you the duplicity of this. And Jordan Than, let me run this one to you. And I know, folks, have got a lot of calls pouring in. The program's about to come to an end here. But this is really, it's really outrageous when you hear these people speak and you now know what we're fighting about.
Yeah, well, I mean, listen, we know exactly what we're fighting about. We're fighting about a whole idea of how we respect human life and the idea that, so often we are called the names. We are
right.
called, the conservatives, the right wing, the white guys in suit. I mean, the list goes on. And the truth is, when you boil it down to the facts and the bottom line, Planned Parenthood was started by a bunch of white people who didn't want a bunch of black people in the United States.
Right.
And so they made abortion very cheap. And that's what they're still about, is pure racial purity and about survival of the fittest and actually implementing survival of the fittest through science and technology, which is why overwhelmingly they want these services for free, because who needs them for free? People in urban areas, people in lower income
right.
areas, traditionally, historically, that's who they target. That's who they focus on. And that's their bottom line. And they haven't changed. And I think the callers who have supported them have just underlined that. It's all about money
these
people. It's not about death or killing.
It's a money industry. David, go ahead.
Yeah, and I couldn't agree more with what Jordan just said. I mean, the history is incredibly clear here that this was about getting rid of what the populations that the white founders of Planned Parenthood thought were undesirable. And they've been pursuing that policy ever since. If you look at the location of abortion clinics in this country— where are abortion clinics located in this country? Where does Planned Parenthood put its operations?
Inner city.
Exactly.
Let me grab Tanya really quick here. Line one. Tanya, very quickly, please. You're on the air.
Yes. Well, first of all, I wanted to comment about that guy. That is really, really harsh for him to say. I am Caucasian myself, and I have three beautiful children that are mixed.
Great.
What I wanted to say was, back about 19 years ago, I had dealt with Planned Parenthood, hoping that they could help me, and they were trying to force me into an abortion. And they went on and on and on about it, and then after I got into almost my third trimester, then they started trying to put my son up for adoption.
Yeah, now they don't even do that, trust me. They'll refer you to a late-term abortion provider. But Tanya, thank you for calling in, and thank you also for answering Matthew's issue. Fan, in 10 seconds here, can we take this information to Capitol Hill? That guy's statement needs to be heard.
We're already doing it. We're playing this footage. We're going to play footage from this show as well. We're going to get it to the Hill.
All right, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to our African-American listeners, black Americans. We apologize for that guy's statement. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255.
The ACLJ has a perfect record in obtaining court-ordered injunctions, putting the HHS mandate on hold while the issue is litigated. At the same time, the ACLJ is supporting other legal challenges by filing amicus briefs. Now you can join the legal fight too. Sign on to our committee opposing the mandate, a committee that will be included in our future amicus briefs. Call 1-877-989-2255 or you can add your name online, aclj.org.